Yeah, if you can't feel it, I don't know, you're numb. That's all I've got to say. Welcome to Hagman. It's Wednesday, June 18th, 2025, a day before the made-up sucky holiday, the holiday created by a bunch of mentally incompetent, mentally compromised, insane, whack-a-doodles people. Are you kidding me? Are you friggin' kidding me, June 9th or Juneteenth? What the? Seriously, are you kidding me? You think for one friggin' second I would... Now, I'm telling you what, I'm really pissed today for a lot of reasons, many that don't even have to do with topics tonight, but that just adds to things. And Obama, speaking of being pissed, you know, no one talks about Obama releasing cash to Iran, right? How much did he release pallets of cash to Iran? And, you know, unseizing assets, the different regimes of Iran. And now we find ourselves in this position, which is fracturing the conservatives. I mean, look, we had an intellectual discussion last night, right, about the threat of Iran, the nuclear threat of Iran. And here's how I feel about it, okay? If somebody says, I'm going to kill you, unless they're you know, unless you know for a fact that it was just something stupid and they're just out, you know, gone, you better take them at your word, or at their word. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. So if someone arms themselves to the max and says, I'm going to kill you, then okay. That's an escalation. If someone's on their way to pick up rifles, grenades, rocket launchers, nuclear weapons, and says, you know what, as soon as I get this, I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, you better pay attention. The problem is, in my humble opinion, we allowed it to get this far. We had no friggin' business in Afghanistan. Iraq is debatable if you really want to squint. But Iran, you know, so let's talk about it. But no, here's the problem. We can't talk about it. Because the moment that you begin talking about it, people all of a sudden get galvanized and they say, well, you're an asshole. You know, you're the asshole. No, you're the asshole. No, you're the asshole. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. No, you love the Jews. You're on the Jews' payroll. What Jew is paying you? It's insane. So friggin' stop it. Stop it. All right. We have enough. We got enough problems here. I mean, folks, look. Here. Do me a favor. Read this. Okay, red-handed Peter Schweitzer. Here. You could talk about the Communist Chinese Party capturing various politicians and various people in the U.S. Oh, if that's not good enough for you, here. I got another one for you. Read this. Breaking Biden. Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. That was by Peter Schweitzer. This is by Alex Marlowe. Oh, you still want more? How about control oligarchs? I used that phrase earlier in the week. Seamus Brunner. Control oligarchs. You'll find out who owns you. Oh, you still looking for stuff? Here. Here's Clinton cash. What about the Clintons? Yeah, I'd read that too. Oh, wait a second. But I live in California. So I, you know, okay, well, here, try this one. Fool's Gold. This is a really good book. Susan Crabtree. My wife got this when I was down. You want to know about Pelosi? You want to know about Newsom? You want to know about the Schiff? You want? Here it is.
Come on, man.
Oh. Hang on a second. I got more. You know what? I made my point. So stop it. So look, we can have intellectual discussions. Anyone, as far as I'm concerned, anyone that if we can't discuss things, then go watch Sesame Street or something. Learn manners. Learn how to act like a friggin' adult. Learn intellectual discussion. I make no apologies. All right. We can discuss things, but if you want to say, well, you just, okay, stop it. Stop it. All right. With me is Austin Brower. And I'm sorry, Austin, I cut in on your time. I just had to get that off my chest because I'm in a mood. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com. Ted and Austin Brower Show. Folks, all the links for this will be in the program description box. I'm sorry I took up 4 minutes of your time, Austin, but I had to get this off my chest. So how are you, sir?
You're good, brother. I'm here for it. I'm over here just drinking a Fit Food shake and eat some organic popcorn, listening to you have an open discussion. And I think you're exactly right. With everything that's going on, it's always, you know, it has to be one side or the other. And you know, I was having a discussion last night with somebody, and we were talking about, you know, Israel, Iran, back and forth. And I said, you know, I think the problem with a lot of Americans now, not the problem, I guess the issue that all of us are having is that we've been told so many times about, you know, weapons of mass destruction, the reason why this is happening, and we've got to stop this regime and this and this and this. And so I think a lot of us just question everything that we're constantly told. And at the end of the day, man, this whole conflict that's now getting way out of hand very quickly, I think most Americans are just burned out on everything with it. We're ready to work on yes. America, get us back. And it's like, oh, well, we're going back to another war again. And it's like, dude, we just got out of a 20-year war. You know, where is this going to go? And I think everybody's just like, we don't know what's going to happen next. So everybody's just really, really just weirded out again.
Yeah, I totally get that. I agree. I no more flipping wars. Stop it. Stop yeah. it. Stop it. But I have no problem with Trump if he wants to take a couple of B2s and throw some of those mob bombs into the places where they're creating the nukes or whatever. I got no problem with that. One and done, come back and shut up and sit down and don't do it again. Okay, knock their capabilities out. Because the way I look at it, I'm mowing my lawn. Okay, so I'm mowing my lawn and I got somebody down the street who's you know, creating an arsenal, is going to come up here or send, you know, lob some stuff over into my property. I don't like that. I really don't like that. I don't want that. So I'm going to deal. I got to deal with that. As much as I don't want to deal with it, I got to deal with it. Because why? Because the mopes before Trump, these mopes were either on the payroll of the. Well, I just, he's left to deal with it. That's where it's at. Go ahead, sir, please.
Oh, no, it's the whole thing's a fiasco. There's no good aspect to any of it. I think what a lot of us are concerned about, you know, if we do direct engagement with Iran, is what's going to happen with the other countries that are back in Iran. You know, what's going to happen with China? What's going to happen with Russia? What's going to happen with Pakistan? What's going to happen with these countries that start going, okay, how many other countries are going to start stepping in? And so, I don't know. I think we're just to a point where I'm like, are we really going to go to another war? It looks like we are. Again, at the end of the day, it's like, I'm so pro-American with stuff. I really doubt Iran could do much of anything to us on any type of attack scale. You know, if they really come after us, I mean, what are they really going to do? I mean, we got like 13,000 aircrafts in our, you know, as far as our entire arsenal. So at the end of the day, I'm just, attractive war is not what I want.
No, I believe me, I don't either. You know, the CIA put in the Shah. The CIA toppled the Shah. The CIA essentially ushered in the Ayatollah. The CIA now is actively wanting to get rid of the mullahs. Enough is enough. Okay, cut the nuts off the people who are in charge of the intelligence communities. And you know about that? Aren't we have 51 of these mopes out there that still need to be held to account for their lies. We have proof now that the Communist Chinese Party infiltrated the 2020 elections along with the leftist scumbag Democrats. If you're a Democrat out there, you're a scumbag and you're mentally impaired, I believe. So We got a lot to fix. And right now, I ain't seen shit get fixed. And no apologies for what I say. So go ahead, sir.
No, you're spot on with that. I mean, I think that one of the only individuals actually fixing stuff as far as in the direction of where I'm constantly working is RFK Jr. The whole thing with, you know, Trump, it's like there's a lot of stuff they said he was going to do. Now we're back in this whole aspect again. And it's like the United States needs to focus on the United States. I mean, we got this whole immigration debacle now with whatever's going on, you know, as far as how many of these individuals are being paid for these rallies, for these protests, for these riots and everything in between. And at the end of the day, it's like I'm trying to focus on everything local, state, county, and really start pushing back America first again, because I feel like every time we start going to another war, it just focuses all the aspects into the military industrial complex, and we get involved in a whole bunch of stuff we don't need to be involved in. And I feel like that's kind of where we're going now, because I know the CIA manipulates the crap out of everything. I mean, we saw it in Syria. We've seen, you know, as far as in Libya. I mean, the regime change is not anything abnormal for these guys. And quite frankly, I don't care about any of those countries over there. I care about the United States of America. And if we do have, you know, a direct attack with us, that's a different story. Then all
of a sudden, I don't ever want to see that, because at the end of that bomb, and I don't care if it's a bomb that goes from Israel or from Gaza to Israel or Israel to Gaza or Iran to U.S. or Iran. At the end of that bomb, there are people. Okay. Now, some not so nice people, but I guarantee you there are people who are living their lives, going about their daily business, their children, their dogs, their cats. There's death. And enough of this crap. Enough of it. All right. Austin, I should just kind of like turn this off and walk out and go in my office and let you just go. Healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com, Ted and Austin Brower Show. They make more sense than I do. Make sure you tune in there. They've got absolutely fantastic products. If you really want to get a natural, shot basically natural boost of energy, their purple sticks are something. Their B complex is outstanding. All of their products are outstanding. So go there now. In fact, go there after the show. If you don't, I'm gonna even be more upset. So that's teamhealthmasters.com. The link's in program description box, hagmanpi.com. Sir, please, again, save me.
Thank you, my friend. And well, yeah, I think that's the part, you know, we see so much stuff that's coming out now in the health industry. It's coming out now about people's health. We're banning, you know, these food colorings with RFK Jr. You have all these different things that are happening now coming out about COVID and the complete lie psyop that it was. Now we're starting to find out about the vaccine panels, how these individuals are just dropping off the panel now after years of silence. I saw this article here earlier. The new CDC vaccine panel is now going to vote on mercury and flu shots. I mean, this stuff, all these stuff that's been in these shots, that's in the freaking pharmaceutical industrial complex, is finally starting to come to light how bad it is. There's another article that I found this morning that I talked about on our show that just came out, and it's talking about how now Ozempic, there's another study showing Ozempic causes wet macular degeneration in older individuals when they're taking it. And so, you know, nobody wants to talk about the stuff in the mainstream media because, well, 60 to 70% of their ad revenues from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They want to cover whatever they're told to cover. And so it's like whenever you start seeing things happen, and they happen so coincidentally, and it's this situation, back to back to back, like we've been watching again, it makes you question what's the narrative and what's it going to be. And, you know, after we saw everything with COVID, I think we've all pretty much come to the conclusion that nothing we're being told is even remotely accurate or even remotely the truth. And I think that's the point where I try to encourage people to really do some research and wake up with what's going on. That's what we bring up on the Brower Show every morning. And because it's frustrating trying to sift through all the lies and the BS. And that's why I've been so standoffish now watching this conflict ensue between Israel and Iran. And I'm sitting there going, you know, these guys are always going at it. What's the upside for the United States to get involved in this unless we have some direct engagement with Iran where they attack us first? You know, if we get Pakistan, all these other countries involved behind them, I don't know, man. I just feel like it's frustrating to watch this right now and know that history repeats itself. And we watch this over and over and over again. That's my take on a lot of it, honestly.
You know, so. You mentioned something earlier, and I have to agree with you on this. seriously, we talk about this. People in the chat too, people watching this and listening to this elsewhere. What the hell are you going to do about it? What am I going to, what could I possibly do about a foreign policy or military decision? Zero. Okay. I got nothing. Yeah. Okay. So, but what I do have is the ability to handle stuff in my own backyard, like you said, exactly. Locally. Okay. I know that I know the bad people, so to speak, in my own backyard. I should spend, and I do spend my time attempting to get rid of them. And so that's what we can do to make a yes. difference. And if everybody did that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If everybody started kind of taking that mindset, instead of, you know, sitting in front of the TV every night, which a lot of people do, and they stare and drool at themselves while they watch the mainstream media pump propaganda right into their brain, and they go, oh, well, this is what we need to believe. This is what we need to follow. This is what we need to submit to. Instead of doing that, if they actually got on some podcasts and actually did some research online and started seeing what's going on locally, what's going on with some of the, you know, the irregular development with some of these groups that are coming in, what's going on with fluoride in the water supply in our state, what's going on with some of the pharmaceutical drugs, what can we do to get involved and talk to our senators in Congress about certain things that, you know, are coming up for vote, our local municipalities, yeah. You know, let's get involved. And the thing is, if you saw that, and especially a lot of the states that are actually, you know, conservative, you would see a lot more grassroots changes. And that's why one of the reasons I believe Florida has been so monumental in making some really significant changes over the last 4, 5, 6 years, because a lot of us are involved directly and we're very vocal about stuff. You know, we're not going to accept certain things and we let everybody know it. And so, and that's why I encourage a lot of people to do, you know, get your health right, get your body right, get your energy right, and start doing research and do the best you can. Because at the end of the day, like you said, this war in the Middle East, if we go to another one, as much as I don't want to be involved in one, if that's where they take it, there's not a darn thing I'm going to be able to do about it as far as stopping it. It's way above my pay grade. And that's, you know, that's a, you know, it's kind of sometimes that's a sucky thing to have to accept. But at the end of the day, what then can we get involved in locally to make a big difference? And that's what I keep trying to encourage a lot of people to, especially when it comes to health and nutrition, Doug.
Well, I want to toss a couple of things your way. Folks, again, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, support them, support what they do, buy their excellent nutritional products. You cannot get anything better. In my view, that's just me. Okay. They work for me. They make a difference with my blood results. And believe me, I've had more blood taken out of me and everything looked at. So, it makes a difference. That's number one. Number two. After COVID, last, I don't know, probably a month ago, we had Scott Shera on. And this, Austin, this goes directly to what you were saying about COVID. Scott Shera is the daughter Scott Shera is the father of a young girl with Down syndrome who was murdered by a hospital. And the jury trial is going on right now. And, they murdered this young woman. Nurses maxed out her sedatives. Doctor [S2] Yep. [S1] Put her on a DNR chart without the family knowing. I talked to Scott. I talked to this young lady's father, and it's heartbreaking. And I found out yesterday that the judge dismissed the case against the nurse. And forgive me, folks. I'm just a little out of sorts, but the case was a battery case, which was able to circumvent what was that, PREP Act, right? So it was able to...
Yeah, the PREP Act, exactly.
Right. So it went forward with a battery case, which was ingenious, brilliant. But when you have a twisted judicial system. So there's that going on. that's being exposed, but there's zero accountability. We had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on and talking about the book Zero Accountability for the people behind what happened, the release of the bioweapon, weapons, plural. And that's a great book, but that all goes to what Austin and Ted do. I'm telling you right now, if you don't have to be put in that position now, you have an alternative, and it's Austin. Austin Brower is healthmasters.com, and I'm so proud to be able to say that, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, my friend. And that's why we bring the highest quality products we can to market. Same stuff we all take here, same stuff that family takes. And yeah, just bring it everything we can and bring in the nutrition and the news every single day with the Brower Show. There was an article here earlier that's going into detail. It says the science on autism and vaccines aren't settled. What studies are missing? And so we cover a lot of this stuff on the show and continue to get the truth that's going on out there. And the thing about this is, you know, our health is our own responsibility. And I think for too many years now, the media and doctors and the entire medical industrial complex is continually giving us that out where it's like, it's not, you're not responsible for what you do, what you eat, how you live. Just go to the doctor. They'll give you a drug. They'll fix it. You're not responsible for anything. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter your weight, nothing. And I think America is starting to reach a pivotal point where we're realizing that's not true, that we are responsible. And we have to start taking care of our bodies. We've got to start giving it the nutrients that it wants, especially as you get older, and continually trying to maintain our health and grow. And, you know, because that's what they don't want. The mainstream media wants you to be fat and basically out of shape with bad cardiovascular system and living on pharmaceutical drugs and dependent on them. That's what they want, because you're much, much harder to control, Doug, flat out.
Yes.
Easier to control, easier to manipulate. And you saw it during COVID. A lot of people that, you know, just submitted to stuff because, well, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with conflict. Dude, America was built on conflict. The whole concept was built on conflict and standing up for what you believe. And at the end of the day, if you believe something and you're standing firm on it, you know, have a conviction for it and live for it. And that's what we, you know, we really got to get back to.
I kind of feel like I was born in the wrong century. okay, you put me in. However, what's to stop us right now from a revolution of our own? And I mean, at this point, I'm okay with that. Let's rock. You want to say, you know, you're gonna jab me. You're gonna give me non-meat products, meat products, lab grown food. You're gonna inject all this crap into stuff. No, you're not. No. And I'm gonna stop you. All right. So let's get together and let's storm. You know, storm the Bastille. Or just bitch about it. What do you want to do? You know,
or just don't support it, don't buy it, don't make sure everybody you know knows. The thing about it is, I think people fail to realize a lot of times that, you know, we can vote with our dollars. If you know what's going on, especially a lot of stuff that comes to market, it's like, don't support it, don't buy it, don't go to that movie and support that, don't go to that store, don't go to that restaurant, don't buy that product, don't buy that food. And a lot of people go, you're not going to make a difference doing that. You start making a difference, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 million people don't support it. Another 40, 50 million people stop going to this or stop going to that. It makes a huge difference. But the problem is, so many Americans now have become so just, I don't know, laissez-faire. They just think everything, oh, it doesn't matter. I'll sit on my phone all day. I don't want to be bothered. I just want to live my life. And that's not the way a republic works. People have to be directly involved. People have to support and contribute and bring back the community. And we all work with each other and basically have, you know, a better society and based on biblical ethics and morals. And that's a lot of the key factor that we're pulling back from. You know, I watched a thing I was discussing. Well, it was an interesting interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who I don't really support anymore. A lot of his views. Did you see it on The View?
Yeah, I did.
And he shook all the liberal girls up on there because he started going off about, you know, I'm an immigrant, I did this, it was a great, and they're all, you know, sitting there, not, oh yeah, this and that. And he goes, but here's the thing also, this is the catch-22 of coming to this country. He goes, you're a guest when you come here. Treat it as being a guest when you come here. He goes, if I go to your house as a guest for the night, I'm not going to go in and, you know, kick my muddy shoes off in the living room and go lay down on your couch and spill food all over the floor. You know, I'm paraphrasing, adding more stuff we said, but essentially I'm going to take care of everything. I'm going to be really, 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 you know, respectful of everything you have. And he goes, that's the whole factor of coming here is when you come here, be respectful for what America's providing you and give back to it. And man, it was like crickets on that show. And I was kind of laughing about it because I didn't expect that response out of him because he's gotten very liberal over the years, especially during COVID. But I mean, it's a valid point that I think somebody needs to say it. You know, if you're coming here, cool. If you want to try to come to the United States and make a better life, fantastic. That's what this country's built on. But come here with respect to this country. Come here with the factor of you're a guest here. I want to improve my life, myself, my dreams, my goals, and grow with that. Not I want to see how much I can suck out of America and hate America and fly the flag for my other country at the same time and tell everybody how much I hate them here while I'm getting free stuff. Like, dude, that doesn't even function in a society.
It just absolutely stuns me. You've got people coming here, burning the American flag, hoisting up the flags of their nation, turning various cities, democratically controlled cities, into shitholes, and then bitching about the shitholes. Okay. Meanwhile, we stand around with our Schwanz is in our hand, wondering what the hell's going on. All right, enough of this crap. Ted and Austin Brower show. Listen to them. Hour download every day. I'm telling you, it's great, great information. And if you don't take their supplements, you're missing out. So do that. That's Health Masters, teamhealthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, either one. I still kind of like the old website. I don't know. Maybe I'm just an old guy. No, I am an old guy, but anyway, teamhealthmasters.com. That's the place to go. And, Ted and Austin Brower show is a place to listen if you don't want to hear constant bitching by the likes of me. All right. You've made so much sense so far. What's on your radar beyond that? Because I've been seeing things that just don't feel right that are taking place. I want to say this. I saw a comment in the chat. I've said this before, and I'm going to say this again. I'm going to drill this home. There are social media influencers. There are podcasters. There are people who are, hold themselves out to be conservatives who are being played, and in some cases are unwitting or witting, but they're joining up together to essentially censor those people who are not carrying the party line and with promises of making money. Ted and Austin Brower, not one.
No.
This platform, not one, okay? Never bow down to that. So watch who you listen to and watch who you... Be careful who you listen to and watch. Okay, go ahead, Austin.
That's a very, very direct fact of life. There is a lot of influencers out there, a lot of these guys that are getting paid by certain individuals and certain entities and groups to push certain narratives, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, I thought you were standing for this or that. Oh, well, no, this is what's going on now. And, you know, I've watched it time and time again. So, yes, be very cautious. That there's one thing that I saw. This is kind of a fun, exciting new topic, even though I'm not really a big fan of the reconciliation bill or the big, beautiful bill. Republican senators now, they've voted on this. They have removed the short-barreled rifles, shotguns, any other weapons, and suppressors from the taxation in the new bill, if this goes through. So they went through it on the lines to eliminate the unconstitutional taxation. The GOA backed language 215 to 214 passed the House of Representatives. The bill heads to the Senate now, where they are basically changing it and adding more stuff to it originally. So they're going to fight to pull SBRs, short-barreled shotguns, any other weapons, which falls in a weird category of like really short shotguns and suppressors, off the NFA Act to remove the taxation and remove the registration, pretty much take them all out of the 1934 NFA Act. All my Second Amendment patriots, if you guys heard the show this morning, I went into detail on this, but this is a huge deal. Even though I'm not a big fan of this giant bill that's going through, this is a monstrosity of a Second Amendment win. If we can open up the NFA Act and actually gut this thing and start pulling items off of it like this, basically pull everything off of it except machine guns is what they're going to do. This is going to change the game for the Second Amendment and really pull the teeth and claws out of ATF's ability to go in and, you know, arrest people like they've done in the past because they put a stock on a, you know, AR pistol instead of a brace and swapped it out and didn't do anything as far as violent but they got caught with a brace or a stock instead of a brace. This has gotten out of hand. It needs to go away. So my Second Amendment guys, this is a big deal. And hopefully the Senate really pushes this through, because they're adamant about this. So that's a big win, at least on a positive note, Doug.
So, okay.
In that category.
Didn't you mention this being, did I just mishear this? But didn't you mention this being a part of the big, beautiful bill? Or no?
Yes. Yes, okay. It's part of it.
Okay. Okay. So what you were just talking about is part of the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, and you just did say that, right? Or is this something in addition to?
No, that? This is part, from what I have read on it, it's part of it as far as the text of it. And the text, it basically goes over this portion of it that opens up the NFA. So like I said, this bill, it's not something I'm really a big fan of, a huge chunk of it on there. But at least we have something Second Amendment positive on. I guess I'm trying to spin it positively in my own head. Best I can.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened to, don't we don't have a line item veto, right? I mean, that never happened. Correct. I mean, help me
no,
out
I
with
don't,
this.
I think the president can do that, can he?
Again, you know, I guess I'm behind in my social studies homework.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know. Government homework. I don't know, but I would take that thing and rip it apart and say, this is because I'm not in favor of extending the debt or creating more debt, for crying out loud. You cannot spend yourself into just
financial freedom.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
No, you really can't. Like, that's why I said I'm not a big fan of the bill, but they're probably going to ramrod this thing through because it's putting a bunch more funds in all types of different areas. So that's kind of the one positive note I'm trying to spin it, I guess, to feel better about it, because it sucks in some cases where you have these bills go through that nobody, no real Americans vote for, nobody wants, but of course they tell us that, you know, it's good for everybody. Everybody needs to be, you know, excited about this bill. As
you know, I'm in favor, Austin, of just full transparency. Just have, okay, instead of having like a, you know, 25,000 page bill, just have 5 or 6 pages. List the things that you're going to do, and That way everybody can read it. Everyone knows. And you know what? If it's you, whoever the lawmaker might be, or whoever's crafting the bill, if you insert that, sign your name to it, so we know it's you. You know, like,
well, they do that with a lot of like representatives, that they'll introduce the bills and then basically they'll have the supporters and the people that'll back it. The issue they've done now is that they couple these together. Everybody inserts these bills and they turn it into this gigantic monstrosity of a bill. And like you said, that it's thousands of pages that nobody reads. And so it becomes so cumbersome and overwhelming that it's counterproductive, because it's like everybody's trying to push this and this, when in reality a lot of the stuff should be individual in most cases, or at least coupled together in something smaller. You know, keep them, they have to be under 100 pages. They add or combine these things together. That's my opinion on it, like you said, that way. Yeah. It's something that's feasible for people to actually view.
Yeah, exactly. And this, you have to pass it to find out what's in it. Bullshit. That is
yeah, that's always a funny one, isn't it? You gotta pass it. We gotta pass the bill so we can find out what's in it. Like, what's in it? We don't know. We're gonna pass it though so we can read it. I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound like a good idea. Like, what if there's stuff in here we don't want? Well, I don't know. We'll find out when we pass it. Okay. That's
yeah. Well, one more thing here, so I had to break out my mug again tonight. I'm in that mood. I don't know if you can read that. But can you read that?
Let me see.
So I'm not sure who.
I did.
So
I read it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure who sent that to me. There is never mind. It's just, again, it reflects the mood. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com. I want to tell you right now, you've got to stock up on their products. And by the way, speaking of that, I've been hearing in my mind, in some of the channels that I've been watching, this No Kings movement's not over. And one of the things, when that No Kings is such a if people think that that's just, if it's just no Kings, okay, no, it's much deeper, much more complex than that. No Kings is just the kind of the shiny object in the room for you to keep your eyes on. But behind that are groups who are out to attack our supply systems, our supply chains, our comms, communications, which is why we talk about satellite phones, for example. That's a great option. If that's what you want to do, I'm not saying you have to, you should. I'm just saying that's an option. So, but the other thing is, when I order now things that I need, I order, for example, tonight I'll be ordering, I'm out of B complex and I'm out of magnesium. So I'm going to be ordering that, but I'm not going to order one. I'm going to order two bottles of both. So I would urge you to go to teamhealthmasters.com. When you order extra, because hey, our supply system could be disrupted. So go to teamhealthmasters.com and order not just one, but two. Order, because two is one is none. Remember that? Bob Griswold used to say that. May he rest in peace. We're losing too many people. But order two, not just one, of which you're going to order at teamhealthmasters.com. All right.
Well, and a lot of stuff too, Doug, we put together now, like 3-pack specials on like the purple sticks, the ultimate multiple powder, which the powder is actually on sale for product of the week right now. I've got to change on the front page, but the site on it, as far as the actual page of it's up on sale. But we do that with the GHI cleanse, a lot of stuff, because you're right. Most of the time when you're taking products and you're getting really good results from them, you know, getting one can in like you and your friend, or your buddy, or your wife, or anybody, they're taking them. You burn through a can and you got to order another one to pay shipping. You know, it's best just to order three cans at a time, get the discount, get the free shipping. Yeah. And that way you don't have to sit there and worry about going in and ordering it every month. Or you could do like an auto ship program that we have on the website. And we're going to be updating a lot of stuff on the website next week with basically Shopify and ShopPay and adding that to the whole cart system. I know a lot of people have been asking for that. So we've been working on it as well. Because that's just, you know, we try to listen to everything, all of our customers, what they want, and we adapt to it. And, you know, we're a small Florida-based company, but we try to produce the highest quality supplements in the world. And we do a doggone good job at it. That's why I recommend, you know, if you compare our products to anybody else, and try them out. You got a 90-day money-back guarantee. And give them a shot, see what you think. And I guarantee you, in most cases, pretty much with everything we have, you're going to be excited about it. You're going to get good results from, especially stuff like the multiple, the B, the magnesium, the GHI. It'll give you direct results pretty quick. So again, I thank you for all the supporters and, you know, Hagman supporters. We're doing the best we can to get the truth out there every single day of the week and keep you guys informed and up to date. And also too, keeping you guys healthy, because that's a huge factor right now. Huge factor.
I love it. And I've, folks, I've compared the products, so you don't have to, but feel free. You're going to come back to Health Masters every single time. They may be a small, Florida company, but they're 100% quality. And I've seen not in person, but I've seen, snippets of video and still images of basically the laboratory factory, if you will. And it's, wow, it's impressive. So that's what goes into the products at Health Masters. Okay. Again, please, anywhere you want to go and topically. And by the way, I missed your show this morning for reasons, but I missed your show this morning. You had mentioned this morning's show, and I'm not sure of the context. So if you want to revisit that topic or anything else, go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a few things we cover on the show every morning, you know, and one of the things, there's a new study that came out discussing how, you know, proper diet and lifestyle was actually twice as effective as metformin. You know, metformin is a diabetic drug. You know about that one, as far as where, you know, it's supposed to get your blood sugar under control. And the issue with a lot of it is most of those drugs have severe side effects. And it goes into detail from the U.S. Diabetes Prevention Program, looked at like 21 years about how just lifestyle and diet changes and eating healthy fats, staying off refined carbs and high fructose corn syrup, and a plethora of other things, and I posted on the website, is actually more effective than metformin. Surprise, surprise. And if you really need those supplements, you like the berberine and the cinnamon extract. And it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, is, you know, the media is never going to tell you natural solutions to health. They're never going to tell you things are actually going to help you get better. They're always going to promote whoever pays them the most. And that's the gigantic $500 billion a year pharmaceutical industrial complex. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you to be mentally sound. They don't want you to be running around strong. They want you to be sick so they can control you more. And so that's why, you know, if you got any questions, always give us a call. We're here to help you guys out. Because there was an article that came out.
I want to say this. You guys are very responsive. And we appreciate that. And the berberine and cinnamon extract, the blood sugar protocol that you offer, and maybe transparent as hell, and personal too. I was prescribed and made to take, not made to take, I took metformin for quite a while to control my blood sugar, being a type 2 diabetic, which, you know, that was my lifestyle, because I'd sit in the back of a friggin' van for 12 hours, 14 hours, you know, sucking down Mountain Dew or coffee, stale coffee, grabbing pizza, you know, or street food, whatever it needed, whatever I needed, during long-term surveillance operations. So when I switched to the blood sugar protocol, it took a couple of months, but here's what the message to the people out there. What metformin did, I'm barely hanging on in kidney function. I'm barely hanging on in liver function. I've got internal problems that are just beyond description. The only thing that has really gotten me through this, I believe, is your products. So, folks, if you don't listen now, don't wait until it's too late. Just don't. Do not. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, Doug, and that's why we've worked with you as far as the GHI cleanse. That product really helps as far as detoxify the liver.
That is great stuff.
We get great results from it. That's why I tell everybody to stay on it on a regular basis. I mean, even I know guys that are running up to, you know, 4 to 6 scoops a day and just continually running it as a detox formula and reduces inflammation. Cause it, you know, again, like you said, once you start realizing stuff's going on, you got to start addressing it. You can't wait till the very end. And so that's why we're always supporting you. We're supporting our customers, and we continually keep everybody as strong and as healthy as we possibly can. That's what we're here for.
I love your product. It's a natural solution. And you know what? If you don't take care of yourself right now, folks, if anyone listening to this below the age of 40, okay, young whippersnappers, right? Take care of yourself now. It's a lot easier when you take care of yourself now and start on your nutritional supplement regimen with a reputable company than when you get to my age, or, you know, 10 years ago when we first met, or roughly whatever it was, to try to make up for lost time. So do it now. teamhealthmasters.com. And I'm really, really into that, because and I feel so much better. That GHI cleanse, by the way, I actually asked my wife to go out and buy one of those hand mixers. What are they called? Immersion blenders? Because
the little blenders?
Yeah. So I said, I need one of those, because my GHI cleanse, I'm not getting the for the smoothies, you know?
Yeah.
I have this routine now in the morning where I toss. Never mind. I'll just shut up now. Go ahead.
That's what I like about the product, is you can go in and you can add a lot of different stuff to it. If you have vanilla and chocolate, you want to add fruit to it. You want to add some bananas to it. You want to add some peanut butter and bananas to it with the chocolate one. It makes a great tasting shake. We've worked on the ingredients and all the flavor for a very long time. So it's actually something that's palatable and it's usable. And everybody gets good results from it. But, you know, the one thing, switching gears, that I wanted to cover, because I covered this, I didn't cover this on the show this morning. I saw it after the show. This is a really big deal. You see, the Supreme Court has now ruled that states have a right to pass laws to protect children from gender transitions. The fact that this was even something that had to go to the Supreme Court is mind-boggling. But, you know, there's been this big debate whether or not the states can block medical procedures, and it keeps going back and forth. And so the Supreme Court ruled now states have all the ruling that they want, and it was based on the Tennessee law that banned mutilating transgender surgeries and drugs for minors, anyone under the age of 18. And Supreme Court ruled on this now, so states have no issue whatsoever passing these laws, and pretty much everybody has to follow them now, especially the medical industrial complex has been making billions off mutilating young children now for years. And this is a really big deal with Supreme Courts. I wanted to address that today because this is something that needed to be talked about, and it needed a ruling on from the Supreme Court.
You know, I was
sadly
exactly. I didn't realize how far or how old the transgender movement was. Okay. I'm thinking it began not in earnest, but it began in the 50s overseas, and then in earnest here in this country in the early 70s, which I did not realize that. But anyway, to your point, this mutilation because of mental illness, it's got to stop. Austin, the doctors who take part in this, the nurses who take part in these sex change operations, what the hell?
It really is. I mean, I don't understand how you could be a physician or a nurse and actually look at this and go, yeah, this, you know, 15, 16 year old wants to have this surgery, or, you know, this 12 year old boy wants to go on, you know, cross sex hormones, meaning we're going to put a boy on estrogen now and put him on puberty blockers because he's 12 and his parents said and they agreed that he wants to be a girl. The concept is just nauseating to me. And that's why, I mean, we blocked it a lot in Florida now. There's other states that are following suit. Now Supreme Court's followed through with it. So it's not because this is insane. If you're a grown adult and you want to go do some weird stuff to your body, by all means, that's your right. But being, you having children and having them manipulated with the media and the school systems into thinking this stuff, in a lot of cases, that's what happens to them. They're massively manipulated and they're brainwashed. And then allowing them to do stuff to their bodies that they regret later on in the future. I can't even comprehend it, to be honest with you. I can't even understand it at all. It makes no sense.
I don't even know how to formulate the question. How do we stop this? Can RFK, is this on RFK's radar to have this stopped, to stop, yeah, for, enabling?
And that's what needs to happen next. You're right. There needs to be a federal ban on this. At least for minors, a federal ban on it for minors. This just is not even remotely acceptable under any circumstances. There's been certain stuff, because I think Trump signed something on it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like this. It's becoming an end. The problem is it's a very, very, very big cash flow industry. And that's the crazy part about it now, is that, you know, they're making all this money from it. So again, one of the biggest factors that I tell everyone, they ask me about this, is protect your kids from what they're being exposed to. Understand and know what they're being taught in their school that they're in. If they're in a public school, private school, whatever it is, get involved. Know what's going on. Also, know what your kids are watching. You know what I mean? Don't, in just my opinion, no 4 or 5 year old, 6, 7, 8 year old needs to have unfettered open access to an iPad or TV or computer. Oh, or iPhone.
Don't get me started.
They will do and watch anything they want. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
That's 100%. Where a lot of this is coming from.
It blows my mind to see. I think back, and maybe that's the problem. I think back to a time when there was the technology wasn't there. You went out and you played, or you did whatever you did. Okay. Get folks. With parent, I mean, I'm talking to parents, okay, or even grandparents. Get back to nature. Go outside. Walk the dog. Play baseball. Play football. Do something. Climb a tree. Climb a tree with your grandson. Climb a tree with. I don't care. But stop it. Stop it with the iPads and iPhones and all that other crap. In fact, I'm about ready just to not have an iPhone anymore. I'm going to stick to the old rotary dial phones and screw that. So anyway,
the kids are getting phones younger and younger. They're getting social media couch younger and younger, and parents are signing off on them now. I mean, I saw the other day, one of my friends, they have a son, I think he's 9, he's around Hunter's age, and he's got an Instagram account now. And I'm sitting there going like, why? I mean, why does a 9-year-old need an Instagram account? Not only does it skew their perception of reality, because pretty much everything online is manipulated, fake, there's some twist to it. It's not reality. It's not real. It's not a real place. But these kids at a young age, they don't have any type of reasoning skills to understand and really split the two. That's why you see a lot of these kids that get hooked on violent video games. They start displaying very erratic, violent behavior. They've done multiple tests on this. They don't have the ability to differentiate the two. And so when you give kids these just open fettered phones or iPads and use them all the time, and they're watching all these videos in YouTube and social media, it's going to have long-term side effects. I promise you that. And that's one of the reasons why we should all be aware of it. I encourage everyone, even my friends, family, everybody I know, to really look at it and say, okay, we're going to use this as a tool, not a crutch. Because at the end of the day, we're responsible for their well-being. And if we want to keep raising little Americans, we have to make sure they are mentally healthy little Americans as well, not all skewed with a bunch of cheap dopamine triggers. And all they want to do is sit and scroll all night because that's the only thing they want to do anymore. Like you said, go outside, build a fort, dig a hole, ride a bike, get scratched, climb a tree, do something. Get involved and do something outside like we're supposed to, especially boys. Boys are not meant to sit inside in a doggone classroom for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. Boys are not designed to learn like that at all. And so we've taken this concept to the idiotic education and as far as, you know, with the entire education department, and we forced this one way, this one concept, this one protocol, this one curriculum on the entire United States children. And it's nauseatingly stupid, because if you know anything from developmental psychology, you understand that A, kids learn different ways.
Right.
Male and female children, boys and girls, learn completely different ways. I mean, they're completely different hemispheres of the brain. And on top of that, everybody has different things that they're either good at, designed at, better at, and developmentally more advanced in. And so having this cookie cutter approach to young kids, then we wonder why you put them in class for 8 hours a day, tell them to sit in a chair, listen, and shut up. You're like, oh, he won't sit still. He's got ADHD. Oh, let's put them on Adderall now, or Ritalin. We're going to put them on a class scheduled 2 controlled substance and get them all, you know, dumbed down on Adderall, because he won't sit there and listen for 8 hours a day. Newsflash, maybe physically and mentally, he wasn't designed to sit in a chair for 8 hours a day at 6 years old. And this is some unbelievably stupid liberal education moron lecture them on how they need to be little girls and little boys and flip the two. Maybe they don't want to do that. Maybe they don't need to do that. Just concept that I thought I'd throw that out there for everyone. So ask questions, come up with different solutions, and don't be afraid to think outside the box, whether it's a homeschool co-op, whether it's a different type of private school. There's lots of options that are coming about now, because so many people are waking up and realizing the Department of Education is unbelievably corrupt in most cases. I'm not saying everybody is. I'm not saying all teachers are bad. I know some really good teachers, but there's a huge percentage of that I've come in contact with, they, my gosh, the last thing I want them doing is teaching my children anything, period. And that's
something that we all, I think this is something we all can get involved in. I do remember when my youngest was, I think maybe, she was in high school. Anyway, I remember attending a school board meeting and speaking at a school board meeting. And I remember being very, very insistent. I just don't recall exactly what my complaint was, but somebody got up during the meeting and I don't know where they were going. One of the board members, I said, I just stopped when I was talking. I said, where are you going? You know, I mean, but the point is this: we can all make a difference. We can all make our voices heard. Like you said at the beginning, now as well, get involved and, you know, make your voices heard and speak out, speak your mind, because we can make changes in the local level at with things that really impact us directly or our children directly. And I think that's what we need to do. Austin, hey, keep going, brother. Keep going, because you're saving me from myself here.
Yeah, no, you're spot on with that. And that's one of the things that I think, you know, society now has intentionally tried to dissolve that concept, because it's like they don't want anybody questioning the narrative. Ted and I did a great show, and he did a great presentation on it, how essentially, you know, psychological warfare and how the mainstream media manipulates everyone. And he talked about certain things. And one of those, you know, was essentially, you know, blaming the opposition for what you're doing. And that's what they do. You know, we ask a question. Well, why are you wanting to teach our children about transgender studies at five? Oh, you homophobic bigot. Oh, all you want to do is say all these hateful, racist things. And you're like, I just asked why we're teaching transgender studies to 5 and 6 year olds. Oh my gosh. And they constantly do that to try to gaslight you, to make you think you're the problem for simply asking a question. And that is a complete and total manipulation factor that nobody needs to tolerate anymore. And I do have to say, watching alt media, watching different factors of comment sections and social media now, there's definitely a tide turning. People are getting sick of it. And I think 4 years of Biden and that retarded, just degenerate group of morons in that administration, everybody's had enough of it now. Everybody's sick of it. Everybody's like, okay, we're done. We're not tolerating this anymore. We're done with the DEI. We're done with the, you know, nonsensical tranny stuff. We're pushing back against it now. And a lot of people are. And so I'm glad to see that more people are getting involved with their health. More people are calling us up saying, hey, you know, I heard this about this topic or this food or this product. What do you think? Oh, yeah, I'll give you my opinion on it. And so I do feel like we're starting to have a tide shift. And it's ironic. We're starting to have a lot of awakening positively. And now suddenly it's like, oh, all these ICE raids and riots. And now all of a sudden, oh, we're going to another war. And it's like every time I feel like just from my point of view from history for the last almost 40 years of my life, it's like every time you start seeing people become, you know, essentially, you know, they don't want to compromise anymore. They want to stand their ground. They want to hold their conviction. There's always something that comes out now to try to split again and split again. And that's why we have so many split factors in the United States. It's like everybody's against everyone in some faction. And that's right. That's the divide and conquer mantra. That's the concept of war as far as with divide and conquer internally. And that's what they've done. And that's why I encourage everyone to start trying to work together the best you can on a lot of these topics. And I know some people I don't agree with. Some people don't agree with me. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, you know, if you look at like a grade, if I agree with somebody, you know, 85% of the time, that's still a strong B. Even if I agree with about 70% of the time, that's a C. You know, now you start agreeing with somebody about 10 or 20% of the time, that's a failing grade. There is no concept that we are going to basically, no topic that we're going to be able to agree on. And but again, that's what I've been trying to do more and more. And not that you're going to compromise your beliefs or your values, but understand both sides of the wall, both sides of the, you know, the road, and then figure out, you know, what's the best approach. That's just my stance on it now, man. I've been trying to do the best.
I love it.
Everybody.
I don't like, boy, this is going to sound odd, but I don't like compromise or tolerance, I should say. I think tolerance,
yes,
is what got us to where we are today. We have tolerated too much. I'm not even cool with compromise. If how can you compromise or tolerate abortion or the killing of unborn infants? There's no commonality or no common ground there. But with things like the discussion about foreign policy, for example, have a legitimate discussion because there are two sides of that issue, okay, or whatever issue it might be, but have an adult, civilized, fact-filled discussion. At least discuss it. Otherwise, there's another faction, like you said. But again, I'm all in favor of hanging with those who are of like minds. And I know Ted and Austin Brower folks, they're us. They're one of us. And it's so important that we support them and use their products because, frankly, I haven't found any better. Have I looked? Yeah, you know, I've looked around. And I've not found any better. And for those people with that want to detox, that GHI cleanse is probably one of the most effective products I've ever used. So there's that. And, of course, all of the supplements. And, folks, tune in to the Ted and Austin Brower Show every day, hour a day. And you go to teamhealthmasters.com or directly to the Ted and Austin Brower Show website. And the links will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. But definitely tune in, and the download of information in an hour, you get about 3 hours. I couldn't say what, you'd have to listen to three shows for one of their shows, three of my shows for one of their shows. And that's a compliment to them. So
thank you, Doug. I appreciate that, my friend. Well, again, I hope everybody's enjoyed the show. Be sure to check us out at Team Health Mass and the Brower Show, Doug. And I enjoy being on the show. Hope we're making a difference. I feel like we're making a difference.
I gotta ask you this. Are you optimistic? So when you look ahead, look into the future for the next, I don't know, for the rest of the summer, are you optimistic about events or are you cautious?
I'm always cautious. I'm especially cautious now. I'm optimistic if everybody continues to hold their values and their convictions. If people continue to stand their ground and say, listen, I'm not going to tolerate this. This is something we all need to be unified on, like is happening right now with a lot of topics. I feel like we could definitely make a difference. If people do what they did during COVID and immediately cave in and jump on the floor and put a pacifier in their mouth and tell the government, can you burp me and feed me because I'm a little baby? If people go back to that, revert to that mindset, we're going to be in an even worse state than we were. So that's why I encourage everyone, don't compromise. Stand up for what you believe. Don't be shy about it, man.
That's why I love you guys. Again, we're of one mindset or equal mindset. I've got a question here that was emailed to me in real time. Do you ship to Canada?
Oh, yeah. We use DHL Express, man. We'll have it there in like 2 to 3 business days.
All right. That was so there you go, Lori. All right. Austin, I want to thank you. Thank your father. And thank you for everything you do. Thanks for tolerating me tonight. It was just, man, I'll tell you what, there's so many things that I'm looking at that things aren't right. But you know what? If you're cautiously optimistic, I can be as well. And I think that's
let's do it, my friend. Let's keep pushing, being positive and pushing everybody to be the best they can, brother.
Amen, brother. Talk to you soon. God bless.
Yes, sir.
See you later. All right. Folks, that was Austin Brower. Always just a fountain of information with respect to current events, domestic and international. And but his strong suit, of course, is the keeping us healthy. And if you're not healthy, maybe suggesting things that can improve our health. That's what he does. So always a good source of information. His show is great, too. All right. So with me coming up here, I think he's on deck, is Stan Dale from standale.com. A lot of things going on. I'm not sure. Folks, did you happen to see this? And I'm not sure if this was just a psych, I don't know. I don't even know if it was real. I saw on social media where the Chiron on, I think it was on CNN or Fox or one of the shows talking about an eruption of a volcano that would cause earthquakes. An eruption of a volcano in the Pacific that would cause earthquakes, like 10,000 earthquakes. The Chiron, the lower third, the moving text. Folks, did you see that? Eric the Tech, did you happen to see that anywhere? Have you seen any reference to that? Like this was a day or two ago?
I think I did, but I didn't really look into it.
Yeah, I didn't either because it was just like one social media post and it was gone, and I thought, okay, well, you know, who knows with AI and all this CGI stuff anymore. I don't know, but if I figured, you know what, if Stan doesn't know anything about it, then I'm not going to worry about it. Stan Dale from standale.com. That's standale.com. Link in the program description box is with me now. God bless Stan Dale. How are you, sir?
I am here, older, grayer. How about you?
More distinguished. You've got you've got that Indiana Jones, rough, gruff, mountain climbing, you know, artifact finding appearance to you, and I appreciate that.
In the search for the Holy Grail. Don't call me Junior. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I am a junior, but don't call me that. Yeah. You were talking about that atom bomb Pacific volcano. I found a link to it here on Microsoft News. Atomic bomb, Pacific volcano eruption sends millions of tons of ash into the sky. Blah, 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 blah. That was yesterday. I don't see anything here about earthquakes. Link to it, though.
I think the scrolling text said would or could trigger 10,000 earthquakes of various magnitudes or something like that. I'm thinking, huh? I mean, that'd be a bad day. But well, okay.
Yeah, did they say where these would be in a north?
No. And to be honest, I didn't follow through, so I don't know. But it's just one of those things that makes you go, huh?
Yeah. You know, I've been watching this stuff over in the Middle East, drone warfare, the missile warfare and stuff like that. And there are some interesting developments here. I just caught it. Two companies here, or conglomerates in the United States, are designing a new thing here. Let me just see if I've got it here.
Well, while you're looking, I just want to tell people, my source in Missouri, Patriot Doctor, of course, many people know of him. He's close to Whiteman Air Force Base. Apparently, that is closed off to the public. It's on lockdown pretty severely. And whatever that means, okay, I mean, I know what it means, but take it for what it's worth and read into it what you want. That occurred, I think it was yesterday or Monday. And
that's the home of the B-2 bombers.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're on heightened security, basically on lockdown. No one in, unless you're affiliated with, or unless you're a member of the base. And so that's a data point. Again, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah. All righty. I was just looking for the thing here. I seem to have lost the link on it. But I was looking at these two conglomerates that have been bidding here for a couple of years now on making a supersonic and a subsonic drone for the United States. They're looking pretty sexy. Yeah, one of them only gets up to 400 miles per hour, but another one is going to be supersonic, which to me sounds like a much cleverer thing to use now against missiles. Anyway, that's something they could use in the Middle East on the Israeli side. Ah, Lord.
Well, what is Stan Dale focused on now? I mean, obviously we have bad things in the offing with respect to Iran and stuff, and that, Stan, I got to say that whole Iran thing pisses me off, because you have Obama. That despicable human being. But by the way, as an aside to the listeners and viewers, an alleged recording of Virginia Giuffre, I think that's how you pronounce her name, the woman who allegedly committed suicide, interestingly enough, had a dead man switch reportedly in an audio of her time with Bill Epstein, or with Epstein, her time with Epstein implicated Obama and Gates as being two of the most prolific boy rapists. Again, her words, not mine. But anyway, going back to Obama and Iran, what he has done, what he did with Iran is to me treasonous, and it really escalated the situation to where we are right today. Pallets of money, pallets of cash, and enabling their enrichment process. And you can go back to Clinton's, but more recently the Obamas. But okay, I digress. But what's on your radar, sir?
Well, the first thing, of course, is the sun being one of the major drivers of our stellar system here. It has been unstable this 25th solar sunspot cycle, and there are now saying that we're going to see a 1 in 100 year episode at the peak of this solar sunspot cycle, which is coming later this year, early next year. And yesterday, the 17th, there was a double burst, double explosion on the surface of the sun facing the Earth. It didn't produce CMEs, which if it had, could be rather problematic for our power grids and things. But the sunspots 4114, 4115, went in quick succession, bang, bang. In fact, I'm looking at it here on an animation. If you want me to can I? I can't share on your things yet, can I? Can I? Eric, can I share? All right, let me try this and see if I can... find it here. I don't. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. This is what I'm looking at here on spaceweather.com. Oh. You can see these two eruptions here, which is quite unique. As you can see here, there's another one coming perhaps sometime today. This happened late yesterday afternoon. There's also a threat of a nova sometime this summer before the end of September, which is the explosion of one of a pair of suns or stars in a binary system. Now, we think we're a binary system, but our twin out there somewhere out beyond the Oort cloud is undetectable at this point in time, except by the gravitational perturbations on Neptune and Uranus, you know, pushing their orbit in a bit. So I don't think that we're going to be looking at a nova here anytime soon, but we may be looking at something that it throws off a cloud of dust on the surface of our sun, a brilliant change of the nuclear chemistry. Now, in the 1958, I think it was, Russia published a paper that showed that half of the hydrogen supply of our star, the sun, had burned up already. Half of its fuel was gone. Now, what did this mean? Since 1958, they've been tossing this back and forth. Instead of having a hydrogen reaction, fusion of hydrogen, to produce what we get from the sun and starlight, you know, at various frequencies, it might go to a helium-helium fusion reaction. And some of the novae that we've observed in the deep space observatories have used helium to cause a nova. Now, I don't think we're going to have like a full nova, but I think we're looking very carefully at the next 2 or 3 years where it might throw off a shell of matter from the sun, the whole system, just the whole surface of the sun just kind of expands like a balloon and throws off this dust cloud. Now, in the Old Testament, one of the prophets did say that a cloud appears around the sun and then it blocks out the light of the stars. A third of them are blocked out because of the density of this dust cloud that shoots out through our system. I think we're possibly going to see this now then. And they're also saying normally you have one year in the middle of the year when you've come to the peak number of sunspots on the sun, and then it starts to decrease after that for the next 5.5 to 6 years. Well, right now, it looks like there may be a twin peak. We thought we'd already reached this year the peak for the solar cycle 25, but it may come and then wane a bit as it has and then suddenly shoot up again in the next few months. Which, again, is a rather interesting thing to have a double peak solar sunspot cycle. I'm saying all these things because I want to tell you that I think there's going to be some activity from the sun that we won't appreciate. I've talked about a number of times about the effect of gravity of the gas giants and, tugging on the surface of the sun. And if we're passing in between the surface of the sun and these gas giants, it might cause, you know, more CMEs our way. And it might be the other way when we're passing on the other side of the sun away from the gas giants. It may thin out the surface of the sun. And then more eruptions from the deep magnetic fields can occur. Let me just see if I can pull it up in a minute here. I think I've shown you before where I go into, let's see here, I can do it on this same thing here. I got to open up the screen a bit. Looking at where the planets are today. And
For some reason, I love that graphic where the planets are. I don't know why, but it, folks, if you enjoy stuff like that, looking at space of the solar system, thank you. It's a good application, good program to.
I've got two of them. This one here is to scale, and
oh my.
Yeah, well, obviously not that part of it, but here we go.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah.
And for folks listening to this on whatever platform, audio platform, definitely subscribe to us on Rumble. Just go to Rumble and subscribe, and you can see this. Wow, this is interesting. Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to find where – can you hear that song, that music?
No. I can't.
Okay, well, it's just in my ear. All right. Anyway, here's the date, 18 June. And interesting with this model, since it's to scale, you can take it and move it around like this. Isn't this cool?
Yeah, I like that. I don't know why, but I like
that. Let me just move out a bit here. Earth. Oh, God, where do I stop that music? I'm having to talk over music in my ear like crazy. I'm just going to move my mic here a bit. Okay. Now, Saturn, Jupiter, and Neptune somewhere out there. Uranus, there, Neptune, Saturn, Jupiter. These are like big, massive things that pull on the surface of the sun. Now, you see where they are here, and we get Earth. We're now approaching the gravitational pull of those gas giants here on the surface of the sun, and we're entering into what may a lot of disturbance from the sun, because the surface of the sun's being pulled toward us more, and if it's already thin on the sun, it's going to cause eruptions of magnetic fields. And I'll show you a picture of the sun today, which tells me that something like that is happening. And then as we move along here into the end of the year, we're going to go all the way down to probably, 19th of January, where we'll be coming out of that field. And then we'll be going into the opposite side, where the pull of these gas giants is going to pull the surface of the sun over here back toward this side and thin out that surface of the sun there, which will make more coronal mass ejections probably free to pop out toward the Earth.
I see.
This, all right. This is called solarsystemscope.com. And you can see it up here. Okay.
All right.
There we go. Now, if I can
it amazes me to scale how far, like, for example, Pluto is away from outside of the other planets. And wow, that's.
Well, the other one that we show normally here, let me just go to that one here. Let's see, that's planets today, I think. It doesn't have the music.
What's OnlyFans doing in your bookmarks? I'm joking, but okay, there we go.
And theplanetstoday.com. And this is not to scale, but it lets us see the gas giants, Jupiter and Saturn. Now we've got Neptune and Uranus. They aren't gas giants, but they're still over here with their gravitational pull, pulling on this side of the sun. Now we're here, and let's see, when we get to about right here, we're going to start seeing the effect of the surface of the sun being pulled over to one side. And let's just assume that that's going to be, let's see here, within 3 months. Let's go to September. September the 1st this year. And we'll see where we are. Now, we're here now. And September the 1st, we're going to be entering into this zone where we're going to be seeing more activity from the sun if the compression of the surface of the sun is going to increase coronal mass ejections, etc. And now, let's move ahead to next year, and let's go into about March. Let's see what happens where we are. Okay, that was too much. Well, no, not really. Yeah, let's see. Okay, it's got to be down to here. Okay, I'm looking to see where Earth is going to be here, where the gravitational pull out here is going to pull the surface of the sun over this way and make it thin. So we're going to enter in here, and so that was March, April, May, June. Let's try and see where we are in June of next year. Okay, in June of next year, we're going to be right into the middle of it. So in May, June of next year, we're going to see potentially a lot more coronal mass ejections and disturbances if the thinning of the surface of the sun is going to enhance that or make the CMEs more prominent. If not, then in September, we're going to enter into this here, where it's compressed on the surface of the sun, all pulled this way. Interesting things to look at, aren't they?
Very much so.
Yeah, let's see if we've got here anything else to interest on that. Yes. Let's see what's happening there. Okay. Beautiful stuff to watch.
Actually, it's kind of mesmerizing when you look at that.
Well, see, on my side here, I can hear music. It's playing to all this movement, classical music type things.
Sure. It's almost like a ballet.
It is, isn't it?
You know, and how can people deny, and I'm being serious about this, when you look at the at things like this, how can you deny intelligent design, you know, creation? It's just...
Yeah, and I'll stop that now and stop the share and get back to being here. Okay, well, those two things are quite interesting. You know, based on the theory I've been working on since 1981, Gribbin and Plegeman, you know, at that time predicted that the alignment of planets would cause, you know, earthquakes and, you know, terrible things happening on Earth, and it didn't happen. I even put it in my book in 82 in the Cosmic Conspiracy about this, because we all thought that this alignment of these planets might definitely cause problems with the sun, and it fizzled and didn't. And that's because we were all lined up. We were over one side of the sun with the gas giants, and the planetary alignment was very tight, but it just didn't do what we thought it would do, because the sun itself was not yet weak enough to allow this gravitational pull to cause the eruptions on the surface of the sun. Let's see here. Okay. I want to show you a picture here, too, of today's. Well, let's see if we can go to the... come on, let me have it here. Okay. Solar dynamics. Yes, that's what we want. I'm going to share this again. Now, this is pictures of the sun in different wavelengths to let us see what's happening and perhaps give us a clue of what's about to happen. Now, this is called the Solar Dynamic Observatory. It's a cooperation with NASA and a few other places, Solar Dynamic Observatory. Now, what we're seeing here is high temperature layer of the sun. This is a visible layer of the sun. And down here is a magnetic view of the sun. We'll just pop that up here. And how am I going to do that here? Let's say I put it there. Does it show here? No. Sad. All right.
So, okay, the magnetic, that's what this is, right?
Are you seeing? I can't see what you're seeing. You see that? Okay. Yeah, I finally got it up. Okay. What we're seeing here is the sun. North Pole, supposedly there in south, but they're not there right now. The north and south pole have shifted, as they do every solar cycle. One pole is here and the other pole is here across the equator, and it's causing absolute havoc inside the sun. Now, these supposedly the north pole of the spin, not the magnetic pole, but the spin of the sun going this way. At the equator, it's spinning at around 28 days. It makes a complete revolution in 28 days. At the polar regions, as you can see here, there's a stretch mark in these sunspot fields, magnetic fields. At the polar regions, it might take up to 32 days for a complete revolution. So this is spinning faster at the equator, and it's like a jelly or you know, a fluid. And so the faster one here is causing a wake trail, you know, to spread out like a boat wake. And so I watched that wake V, you know, very closely. And also the magnetic fields and how they're changing. Now, because the the poles of the sun are skewed across the equator in a big X right now. They are really creating unpredictable results. What's coming around here in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, in the next 3 days, we're going to have this group of sunspots facing us. And you can see up in the northern hemisphere, blue magnetic field precedes orange-red. Okay, and then what happened here? There's a red preceding a blue. And this one just produced that twin burst of explosions that I told you about. And this is what they call a delta gamma delta magnetic configuration, where you have a conflict. Normally up here, you'll have blue preceding red. But here, they're crunched so close together that we have red preceding blue. And this turbulence, they're in opposition to each other, they cause these eruptions. Normally, in the southern hemisphere of the sun, red precedes blue. And you can see right over here that red is preceding blue, as it should, and red is preceding blue, and, you know, blue is preceding red. We've got another situation of a delta gamma delta coming our way in 3 to 4 days and staying with us for, you know, another 3 or 4 days after that. So this tells me that we're likely to see something rather spectacular here.
Interesting.
It is. And yeah.
The spots on the, it would be the upper right quadrant that you showed.
Yeah.
Those are reflective of the flashes, correct, that we saw in the preceding videos.
All right, let me just pull that back so that we can have a look here and see if I've got it here. Okay.
Those.
We had two flashes, bang, yes. Bang, right in here.
Right.
You can see that. They were bumping against each other.
Right.
You know, this has happened before, but not so much so when the thin layer of the outer layer of the sun has been thinning and releasing magnetic field ropes. They're spinning coils that throw things out. Let's see if I can do that here. Do we show that here? Let's look at... let's look at the magnetic field lines. Come on. Okay. Now, this shows you these black and white lines. They're the same thing. They're magnetic field lines that join areas of sunspot activity. Sunspots are pairs of magnetic poles that connect with each other, and these magnetic lines go out. And you can see here, this is where these double pulses came from today.
Right.
And they connect long-term over here to another one coming our way and to this really hot area here. This connects just to the edge of this lower temperature area of the sun. They call it a coronal hole, but it's not really a hole. It's just the temperature is cooler than all the surrounding. But when you get these big cooler areas like this on the sun, they emit tremendous solar wind particles, you know, of all kinds of, you know, atoms, carbon, and, you know, gold even. All these things come out in the solar wind. If they're up closer to the equator, we get a direct hit from it. Here we're going to be getting a glancing hit from it. And, okay.
Now, what does that cause on Earth? I know what you said, but in terms of tangible or observable things.
Well, what happens is you have, for a brief period of time, in minutes to sometimes hours, communication bands are interrupted, like radio communications in the 25 megahertz band, you know, plus or minus a few megs, and it interrupts communications, and it might interrupt communications from satellites as well. It does put electrical energy into our Earth's magnetic field, which does help disturb the Earth weather pattern. We've found that the electrical currents produced by the sun and going into the Earth through the outer atmosphere, that they produce Earth currents that flow from the equator to the pole and back out again. And these also precede storm clouds and stuff and fronts. They guide fronts along these charges. So it can cause unexpected severe weather in certain areas. And when it gets really bad, it produces, instead of the solar wind, it produces a coronal mass ejection, a really heavy mass that comes and hits us. That can cause up to 2 weeks of power outage, like it did in Canada a couple of decades back. I watched it while it was happening real time.
Oh.
And it starts knocking the grid down.
Right, right. Okay.
So what we're afraid of right now, apprehensive about, is that according to biblical prophecy, we're going to see the sun go seven times as bright as normal and throw off a dust cloud, all from prophecies. And this means that the side of the earth facing the sun, when that happens, will get cooked. And it's not going to be a long-term event, but it's going to be a few minutes to hit about a third of the Earth's surface. It's going to burn the grass, burn the trees, boil the seas and water at that time for that side of the Earth that's facing it. And then the planet continues to turn. And over the next couple of days, two or three days, depending on the size of the eruption, this dust cloud comes out from the sun, passes Earth, passes moon, but it blocks out starlight. It changes the light we see from the moon to blood color because of the thickness of the dust cloud. These are all things in prophecy that could very well be happening in the next two or three years.
Revelation 6:12, when you opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, the moon became like blood. That's Revelation 6:12. And of course, there are other passages from the Bible that talk about the sun. Numerous passages.
All right, there are, and that's why I pay so much attention to what's happening on the sun, because I think it's a time clock to tell us where we are in the progress toward the millennial reign. I'm just going to put the date here. What is it? I want to get to this year, April, May, June, June 2025. Where are we here? 18. Today's the 18th. And what we're going to look at here is the magnetic field lines on the sun. And believe me, this is disturbing. Here is one pole, and I think this one is heading possibly up to take the North Pole position. And the green one should be down here at the South Pole, but it's not there yet. It's over the equator. So if we look at these things like this, you can see why we're getting this crazy turbulence in these sunspots because of this absurd position of the poles. Normally, one pole will shift all the way around and almost be completely on the where it should be, the opposite place. And then, within a year, the other pole catches up to it. But these two guys are doing it at the same time, which is really creating havoc inside the sun.
I saw this in chat, and I'm going to ask you this. We've talked about this many times before, but just to reiterate this, you know, we've spoken about the differences in the appearance of the sun. It used to be, and I remember this, it was more yellow than white. Now it's more white than yellow. Anything that you're referencing here, or is everything that you're referencing here have to do with that that observation?
Oh, yes. Well, in 1992, I think it was, the solar observers saw that two new ultraviolet frequencies, spectral lines, were coming out of the sun. Now, you might think, so what? But what that told us was, is that the nuclear chemistry, the nuclear reaction inside the sun was changing, and it was emitting more ultraviolet in these two spectra, which is making more blue-white rather than, you know, reddish color or yellow color coming from the sun. So truly, when we look at the sun now versus when I was a kid 80, 90 years ago, 80 years ago anyway, I guess, but it was a more yellow sun. And right. So we get this brilliant white. Now, we've also got a complication in that the Earth's magnetic field is changing. The north-south poles are drifting. And they're going to go to a zero point where we have no north and no south pole. But we'll have inside the planet Earth three pairs of magnets, if you wish, plus minus north-south pole groupings inside the Earth in different places. One will be dominant and take over and will start to grow stronger, and then we'll have new north, new south, as we start to rebuild our magnetic field. But the weird thing about it is this magnetic field shields us from various things, electromagnetic radiation, gamma radiation from deep space, nova, and whatever. As our field is weakening, we're very much like leaves in a strong breeze. You know, whatever the sun does, it just absolutely shakes the heck out of our electromagnetic field here on the Earth. So we're in an undefensible position. And strangely enough, when the sun is doing coronal mass ejections and solar flares and stuff, it's throwing out a field that blocks the gamma radiation from deep space from hitting us, and ultraviolet from deep space hitting us, which is in essence protecting us, but it's playing havoc with our own shield, our own magnetic field here on the Earth. So it's a very complex interactive program between the sun and the Earth. And, you know, it's the ozone layer. We got to look at that and see where there are holes appearing in that because of this differences in the magnetic fields. Ozone hole opens up, ultraviolet from the sun gets through. And I've been in that over in Perth when it happened for, you know, several weeks. And it hurts.
It actually hurts. Yeah. Yeah.
It does. You mentioned that. You can feel it. You have pinpricks coming through your jeans and stuff. I mean, it's bad. And it hurts your eyes. Uh-huh. So that's some of the stuff we got to look forward to, is the instability of the sun in this current cycle. And it may be fulfilling the prophecies that we've looked at. To think about this, if one side of the planet is, you know, going to be hit with this burst of increased solar light, you know, seven times brighter in the dust cloud. The dust cloud is going to pass through the system out toward us and then past us. That will take several days, but the brilliant burst of light is going to be, you know, like a flash that lasts a few seconds or minutes. Only that side of the planet is going to cook. But the guys on the other side of the planet, the other two-thirds of it, are going to suffer increased violent storms caused by the influx of all that heat on one side of the planet. It's going to be very unstable.
Makes sense, yeah.
And during that time, we may also see an increase in the number of pathogens. What did the Bible call them? Anyway, they're pestilence. Viruses, disease, they become more effective as our immune systems are compromised by the brilliance of the sun and different frequencies. The French did studies on that and showed divorce rates and crime rates, you know, went up when something like this happens in minor detail at that time, but this will be a major type event. And it will play havoc with the geopolitical system of the Earth.
I'm going to tell you, ask any 911 dispatcher or any I dispatched back in the 70s as part of my rotation in the EMS, and the planets have a lot to do with human activity, like you just said. I mean, it's no joke. I mean, we used to joke when it was a full moon. There was an increase in insane calls, and an insane increase in insane calls. Okay, yeah. So anyway, yeah,
I agree. I mean, when I was down in Perth, I had a friend who had a salt company to make salt for saltwater chlorinators and stuff, and he had a brother. And they would go out into the warehouse and shovel big amounts of salt into bags and whatever. That's part of their business. Phases of the moon, he would go lunatic. When it started to happen at a full moon, his brother would start to laugh and giggle and run up and down the salt, you know, hill that they were digging into. And he was truly like a lunatic from whence the name came. So I've seen it in real life. I mean, you've talked about it in 911. I've seen people react strangely. And so it's going to be unpredictable results. It's just...
I think we're under a constant full moon now. I mean, the insanity that we're seeing socially, and it's just things are happening. I don't know what well, yeah, I don't want to get off track, but it's really a bizarre situation with people, their behavior. It's to me, it's very difficult to explain, but
all right. Go on. Now I want to share with you the last 48 hours, a little bit less. This is the sun, the last day and a half, and so it's cooking. It's got to impress you. If it doesn't, you just must be asleep. I mean, this is big over here.
Yeah. Folks listening to this, please go to Rumble. Go to sandeo.com, but go to Rumble and take a look at this. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's angry.
I'm just going to trap it here. Oh, wow. Come on. I'm trying to catch it where it is.
Oof.
And I'll stop it. No, that's not it. Oh, okay. Ooh. I'm going to back that up. Now, that's angry. That is angry. And if that were aimed at us, it'd be a bad day.
Oof.
Anyway, just to show you that. Okay, I'll get out of the sun stuff now. Wow. Okay.
How long does that take to hit Earth? I mean,
it depends. Sometimes, I mean, they go sometimes 3 million miles an hour. Okay. And if we're 96 point something or 98 point something million miles, you can divide it out and see how many hours it is. They usually hit the heavy parts. Not the light comes within 8 minutes, but the heavier mass that comes behind it, the dust cloud and whatever, the wind takes anywhere from about a day and a half to 3 days to reach us. The faster ones, of course, in a day and a half.
So you've got a day roughly to expect. I mean, if something really bad happened this morning, you could be on right now saying, you know what, in the next couple of hours, it's going to hit us. Is what you're saying, right?
The heavy wave, the mass, yes, but the electromagnetic pulse would be starting within 8 minutes of it happening. By the time we detected it, it would already be here.
Yeah.
And that the Carrington event was like that, and it kept going for hours, and the solar wind was behind it as well, and the coronal mass that came in. And it produced heavy impact on telegraph lines. And, it altered, the circadian rhythm of the birds and plants, all that stuff. What we have to worry about now is more ongoing in this new spectral emissions from the sun. We are seeing the bees be confused and not being able to pollinate on time. I mean, the last 2 or 3 years, our garden and orchard have suffered immensely because the bees couldn't see the pollen. The ultraviolet blinds them in this particular frequency, and they come late, and there's no blooms, and this affects food all over the world. And food production, believe me, is going to be the driver in the resources that are critical on the planet. There's going to be wars over food and water. And this thing with the Middle East, I'm really afraid that the United States, hence our administration under President Trump and his people, are being put into a particularly tricky situation, because they do need to get rid of the nuclear facilities in the northeastern part of Iran. They don't want uranium enrichment to continue. They don't want the mullahs to continue to be in power. And what we're seeing is the mullahs are delaying the peace talks, holding that carrot in front of Trump to hold off his decision to come in with bunker busters and bomb these things, these deep enrichment facilities. And, if he can hold off Trump long enough, then he won't need to have the peace talks, because we'll be in a war with him. They will have nuked Israel. And they're trying to do that, we think, underground. And when you look at Iran, Iran is here, and Turkey is here, and Syria is here, and Israel is here. And Iran can come up on the border between Turkey and Iraq, this border between those two, and come over here and drop into Syria. And if it has permission to travel that thing above ground, it'll certainly do that. But they may have tunnels already through that common border and down into Syria. And they may have already dumped missiles and possibly a warhead is on its way over to Damascus. Now, the Bible tells us an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Damascus is going to be destroyed overnight, become a ruinous heap. And I'll say that if Trump bombs Damascus, it's a cat amongst the pigeons. I mean, it's over. We're at war. But you may have to do that if you find out that the Iranians have sneaked a missile and a nuclear warhead over to Damascus, because it's a hop, skip, and a jump down the Golan Heights, and you're into Israel. It's one-fourth the distance you would have to normally travel if you launched it from Iran, which reduces the response time. You can't react quick enough to catch them, and if they send, like 30 or 40 missiles, which one of them has got the nuke in it? If you try to take them all out, you might miss 20% of, which is the current ratio, and one of those 20% might have a nuke in it. So do you gamble like that, or do you take out Damascus if they're launching from there? But what may also happen is, by an act of God, those volcanic vents all through the north and north eastern set of Syria, all of those volcanic vents have been formed over thousands of years, and they erupt, but not a big eruption, but like a magma flow that's out and forms all these heaps of black volcanic stone. And they call them in the region today, they call them ruinous heaps. Now, if one of those happens under Damascus, because it does sit on the edge of where a mountain joins the plains where this magma flows have been going in the past, if one of those erupts by an act of God and destroys Damascus, there's going to be a hue and cry from the people who don't know better out there in the world that Israel did something to cause that thing to erupt and destroy Damascus. Because we all know that they've been targeting Damascus with a number of aircraft raids to try to get nuclear enrichment and storage from the Iranians destroyed in Syria. So I don't know what the new Syrian government is, how friendly they are with Iran, but this is something that's going to be a complex issue that may drive us into war no matter what we do. I mean, it's such a hard place for President Trump and his administration. I don't envy them the decision they're going to have to make shortly.
Yeah, this obviously is a very divisive. The first hour was talking a little bit about this, a very divisive topic. Americans are sick of these endless wars. Some say, "Not my circus, not my monkey." I don't know. I understand both sides. I really do about intervention, that is. But I'm 100% in agreement that this we should never have been put in this position where we are today. This is an unenviable position. But that's all I've got to say.
Well, look, you and I both know that we are under attack by communist infiltrators in this country.
Yes.
Soros is helping him. He's paying for terrorists, paid terrorists to go into the city and break glass and, throw bombs and in essence, act like it's an uprising of the people. But it's not. It's sympathizers to the communist cause without realizing what they're doing. And this is going to drive us to more bloodshed very shortly. And a civil war, an eruptive civil war will happen, not from, Iran directly, but from Russia, China, all of them together, putting these infiltrators into this massive number of illegals that came into the country. They're in position all over the country. They've got weapons placed all over the country. They have sneaked, I'm sure, missiles and heavy armament and stuff and ammunition into our port, a port there in San Diego, probably. Did you know that only 6-7% maybe of the containers that come into the country are even inspected?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, 94% of them come in uninspected. Okay, and so what can you put in a container, especially a stretch one? Is it tanks? Is it, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We won't know anything about what's in those things.
How is that even possible? I mean, seriously, so you're saying 94% of the containers are not inspected?
That's correct. They can't do them all. They don't have the facilities to do it. They haven't for some time. So we are sitting ducks for problems right here inside the country. And students of history know how the communists act. They they divide the country, polarize it, you know, A's and B's, reds and whites, whatever. Yes. Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, extreme liberals, whatever. And they use these two divisions to cause civil disorder, fighting, and the planners, the communist invaders, they have people placed on both sides of the issue, whatever divides the country. So that no matter which side wins the revolution or the civil war or whatever, they will have people in place on the new government, which will become a communist, a socialist communist government. But I don't think we're going to do that, because I think as we are fighting now, and you know, our bills to put the money where we need it here in this country to defend it and to solve our economic problems internally, this is distracting us, and it's weakening us as we wait, you know, time for the Senate to make decisions. What's going to happen is that China and Russia are going to attack us, this, you know, Dmitry Tudeman has talked about it. The Hopi prophecy keeper that Holly and I were invited to talk down in Arizona, he said the same thing. It'll be a multifaceted civil war, and while we're fighting ourselves, you know, however it's done verbally or with you know, bullets, the Chinese communists and the Russian communists are going to get together with a Middle Eastern nation. The Hopi didn't say who it would be, but it's probably going to be Iran, if anybody. But they're going to attack us in the air, destroy our grid system with EMP pulse weapons, come in on both coasts. And while we have no electricity, no phones, we're in chaos, they're going to destroy, you know, a lot of our 120 major cities here. They're already on the target list. And
what's your given the current scenario, what's your feeling about the time frame for all of this? I mean, it feels close.
Yeah.
But we've been saying that for a long time, but it's even truer now, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I know we've been saying it for a long time, but current events are what you watch. And can we go another year without falling apart here? I mean, they're just not happy on the extreme left here in this country, not happy with anything that the current administration does, even though it may be quite logical and, you know, prudent. But this divisive attitude is going to see more riots in the streets. And I think that these riots will be led by professional rioters paid by Soros and his guys. And there are going to be a lot of people who are, you know, hey, let's go get rid of Trump. You know, the dummies, they go out there and they'll use these dummies. They'll herd them into situations, supply the weapons and gas masks. And you've seen this happen.
Yes.
In L.A. I mean, it's right before your eyes. And people are just asleep, not realizing that we're under attack now. We are at war internally from the communists.
100%. And that's why I speak about the historical significance of different events. If you look back into history, and I'm not talking about, you know, 100 years, I'm talking about like within the last 60 years, you can see the very people who were protesting in the streets in the 60s are have been at the universities at the teaching level more recently. And of course that evolution, when you look at some of the riots or the protests, I guess, the people who show up are the old Weather Underground SDS alumnus, I guess, or alumni, in a sense. It's again, the communist infiltration, especially McCarthy talking about that back in the 50s and in the 50s, you know, pay attention to this, folks, and pay attention to what Stan is saying. Standale.com is his website. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Oh, on that line there on standale.com, go there and look for Holly's book, Dare to Prepare.
Absolutely.
And Prophetic Perils, End Time Events Revealed. Those two books are essential to the understanding what's happening and preparing your home for what is about to happen, more so now than when we published those books and distributed them. She was way ahead of her time on these things. There you go. That's the Dare to Prepare book, 632 pages, and how to prepare for all sorts of disasters, but particularly now how to deal with nuclear war and fallout. And
you know, about that, yesterday we were talking about preparations for nuclear war. Folks, you don't need a half-inch metal plate on your ceiling or your basement. Jared Prepare has got some great common sense, common folk solutions. I mean, you know, if you're not somebody that's got $1 million to spend on a safe room, or even if you are, Dare to Prepare is the book to have. Prophetic Perils, just a fantastic insight as well. I've got both copies, and I have to say that they're well worth their weight. So folks, go to standdale.com or Dare to Prepare as well. Just get yourself a copy of the book. See, you will not be sorry. Absolutely. No.
And that's just to help you both physically and spiritually to understand where we are.
Amen. Yeah.
And understand that the things may erupt overnight here in this country, and we may lose our power grid and our phones and things, and you're going to be on an island all unto yourself. It's going to be important for you to know, if you haven't figured it out already, that you do live outside of this body. When you die, your soul, your spirit is somewhere. And for a period of time, it's going to be either in hell, you know, locked up with Satan and his minions, or you're going to be in the heavens where God lives, where Jesus is. And this is an important thing. If you believe that you live outside this body when you die, then it's important for you to make plans for that, to prepare for that, because certainly you're going to die in the next 40, 50 years, but you're probably going to die a lot quicker than that here in the United States. So it's important that you're going to be frightened when these things start to happen and confused, but turn to the Lord. I promise you, if you pray, just saying, wherever you are, Lord, I'm here. I want to be with you. Please protect me. Please protect my family. Show me what to do. That's going to be your only protection, because guns, bullets, and everything else, they're limited protection. You got to protect Amen. Yourself for when you die. And, you know, a lot of us are going to die. It's going to be an invasion that's very painful. And the Bible does tell you that, yeah. But we can see it in the news. It's in the news. And that's just, you know, people are going to be very worried when they start to see these things happen. Anyway.
You know, I would tell people not to worry, but to get closer to God. And I understand the worry is part of it. The concern is part of it. But when you have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, I'm telling you, worry not. Just work on your relationship, repent, and pray. And
it's
just,
never too late. It's never too late. There are no atheists in a foxhole. When they're bombarding you, you're one bomb away from dying. You get very religious all of a sudden. You start to think about these things. Think about it while you got time. Prepare while you've got time.
Man, I'll tell you what. In the end, to me, this is the most important thing, because, you know, we talk about preps. We talk about all sorts of things. And yes, it's good to do. It's prudent. I would not recommend not to do anything. But, you know, so get off the couch and do what you need to do. Get healthy. Get informed. Stay informed. But also, most importantly, in my view, like Stan said, look, it's not too late to hit your knees and to restore or to develop a relationship with God, because, man, you don't want to be eternity's a long time, I'm told. So,
yeah. Well, those of that have had the near-death experience going out of our body can tell you positively, we do exist outside this body. It's where you exist that counts.
Yeah. And you know, about that, I just, in the final couple of minutes here, I really believe the older I get, I really believe that consciousness, it resides outside of our body, and we are just physical manifestations of our spiritual beings, if that makes sense. And I'm convinced of that. So, you know, which again makes it important to do what Stan said, make sure you get right with God. But wow.
There are going to be signs. I was shown in a dream vision something that hasn't happened yet over Northern California. and it might be a meteor storm ongoing for a few minutes to an hour, or it might be volcanic eruptions throwing ash, burning ash up into the sky with all these flaming things to the earth. But that's going to signal the beginning of something. The dream vision.
So we have listeners up there. I didn't mean to cut you off, ahead. but with what you suspect is going to happen, is it going to be an event that will? I mean, a fatality type of mass casualty event, or?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. One way or another, the volcanoes in the Washington SeaTac area in Oregon are becoming very unstable, and they've found lava tubes joining them. And there's talk at USGS about a massive set of eruptions from the seamount out there at the Ponte Fuca Plate all the way into Oregon and Washington, and then spreading down the coast, down the fault line, and even going as far as Popocatépetl in Mexico City. All these things erupting. I've seen them in dream vision, you know, 20 years ago. I've reported on my website there on standout.com. You just look up the whatever we call it, there's a link to it up somewhere here at the top of the page. It says Dream Visions at the very top in the white print on the little bright side. Right. You click on that and you can see the volcanoes erupt in California, Dream Vision 1996, seven volcanoes erupt. And now then, SGS is being worried about this very quietly. So
interesting. Interesting. Wow. Folks, that's why you need to go to and bookmark standao.com. In fact, you can go to hagmanpi.com and click on the link. Once you're there, bookmark that website and visit it often daily. And follow Stan on all of his interviews. They're all great. He is just a wealth of information.